Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, here's a crazy question for you. What is the North Carolina connection to the accomplishment by Korean scientists of the first successful commercial pet dog cloning? Well, actually, there are two important connections. The first one's pretty straightforward. John Westendick, the author of Dog Inc., The Uncanny Inside Story of Cloning Man's Best Friend. He was born in Winston-Salem, and he's a member of the North Carolina Journalism Hall of Fame. Well, the second connection is a little more complicated, and you'll have to stick with me a minute, but it'll be worth it. Dog Inc., this book, is about cloning pets. And cloning is a science, but pets are about human emotion. So cloning pets is about using science to exploit human emotional feelings in order to make big bucks. Westendick explains the cloning science so we can begin to understand how the process works and why dogs present a greater challenge than most domestic animals in the process of cloning. And he describes sympathetically the emotions that drive some pet owners to pay exorbitant sums to try to get genetic duplicates of the animals they adore. And he explains the motives of the scientists, universities, and businesses that respond to the opportunities that the demand for pet cloning presents. So, you ask now, what is the North Carolina connection in all this? Well, first I have to ask you a question. Do you remember about Tabloid? It was a documentary film a few years ago based on a 1978 news story about Joyce McKinney, a beauty queen who followed the young man she loved to London, where he had gone to serve as a Mormon missionary. According to news reports, she kidnapped him, tied him up, and made love to him against his will. Well, McKinney denied this version. Still, for a few days, this beautiful young woman was world famous. The connection? Well, Joyce McKinney grew up in North Carolina. So what is her connection to Dog Inc. and cloning? Well, years later, Westendick got to know a Baran McKinney who also grew up in North Carolina and lived much of her life here. Booger, one of her many pet dogs, one who had saved her life, died. She saved some of his tissue and wanted to have him cloned. So Westendick in his book explains how Bear Ann McKinney came to be the first commercial customer of a successful dog cloning, and how she made a deal with the Korean cloning operation to pay $150,000 for the work. Then how she got them to reduce the fee in return for her agreement to give interviews to publicize the availability of the Korean cloning service, and how those interviews led to the revival of the 1978 story about the beauty queen and the Mormon missionary, and how North Carolinian Joyce McKinney and North Carolinian Bear Ann McKinney turned out to be the same person. Oh, but you'd already made that connection, didn't you? Great story. This is D.G. Martin.